Now, Nick, I know I've asked you this in shows past, but I hear it a lot when people question retirement and whether or not they should pay off their mortgage before they stop working. So what is your general advice on that? I know it's a case-by-case basis, but maybe some scenarios of what you've seen where people do need to get rid of that mortgage, or maybe a case where people need to stick to a mortgage.
In most cases, it kind of goes like this. If your investments are earning interest rates that are outperforming the rate that you have on your mortgage, for instance, let's say you have a 4%, mortgage rate fixed on your mortgage, and maybe your investments are averaging 6 or 7 or something like that, it probably makes sense to pay off the mortgage slower over time. Plus, you can write off some of that mortgage interest as well each year. But if you pay off that mortgage interest slower over time and you let your investments keep working for you, then you're in a position where, you know, the bulk of your money will be earning a couple points better or a little bit even higher if you're, you know, in really good financial vehicles that are earning a high yield. You know, you can actually pay that off, that mortgage off slower, and have the bulk of your funds kind of working harder for you, and you're ahead of the game on a net type basis. Mm-hmm. If you're an extremely conservative investor, or you just have, you know, basically CDs or something like that, or bank and checking and savings accounts, and you're earning very, very low rates of interest, it might make sense in those particular cases to actually pay off the mortgage, depending upon how much other assets that you have as well, to make sure that it's not just going to eat up all of your money. Mm-hmm. So if you're in a strong financial position, but in very low interest, low yielding return type situations like bank CDs and things like that, sometimes it does make more sense to pay off the mortgages.